World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, I'm going to try to stay disciplined this morning. Excuse me. I'm scrolling down, see who's all in the queue here this morning. It'll continue to grow. Yeah, that's why I said, put that back up there, Spence. Liberty Mel lost her mom. I don't know how many of you guys are aware of that. I was trying to see whether Mel was in here or not, and her mom fell. I think that's something. Yeah, I think she fell, hit her head, and
she was hit by. She was hit by a car.
Thank you, Mel. I was so stupid. She was hit by a car. She was hit by a car. And so, you know, we grieve with you, Mel. Mel, I want to ask this question. I know it sounds kind of hokey, but I was wondering, what's the most effective way to honor your mom, Mel? Do you want them to send flowers? Or do you want to me, flowers, and, you know, it's here today, gone tomorrow. Is there anything special in a fund, anything like that that people could donate towards? Or is it just what do you want?
Thank you, Coach, for asking. So one of the funny things that she did, I mean, she was an 83-year-old that walked 5 miles a day. She was in perfect health. But anyway, one of the things that she did was she would walk around her neighborhood with dog treats in her pocket. And she knew all the dogs by name, and they would get so excited when they saw her coming. So one in the obituary, there's a dog shelter in the area. So she said in lieu of flowers, maybe to send a donation there, or she attended a Presbyterian church in Old Washington, Ohio. So those are the two things that are listed as to donate. So thank you.
Okay. So it's okay if we don't send flowers, if we donate someplace else. Is that right? We want to honor your mother. You only get one mom. It's quite an obituary. I didn't realize, Mel, that she was that active and walking so quickly. What happened? How did she get hit by a car?
So she was getting ready to go on a senior citizen bus tour. You know, sometimes I would go with her on those. But they were leaving from Cambridge, Ohio, and going up to Cleveland for a dinner cruise. And she had just gotten out of her car and had parked, and a person came in. We don't know what happened. There's a video of it, but the police say we don't want to see it, and I don't. But anyway, a car came in either too fast or thought they had their foot on the brake and had it on the gas, but lost control of their car, which actually ended up hitting my mom's car, and my mom's own car hit her. It was dented on the side of her car like it had hit a deer. So, I mean, my mom must have just gone flying. She didn't have any broken bones, but it was completely a head and brain injury. And she never regained consciousness. She was, was taken to the local hospital, life flighted to Grant Medical Center in Columbus, but she never regained consciousness. She was there for 7 days and passed on the 15th, last Friday.
Wow. Well, you know, people say, it sounds trite, we're praying for you, or we're thinking of you, and they really are. Well, I mean, what else do you say? What else do you do? So, folks, we'll put this in the chat. If you wanted to, you heard what Mel said, if you wanted to have a tribute, you can send flowers if you want, but maybe the donation to the church or to the pet thing, the dog thing, whatever. So, now we grieve with you. We don't grieve like you, but we grieve with you on the loss of your mama. You only get one of them, man. Can we get one of them? And we appreciate all you do. How old was she, Mel? 83 years old. I chuckle. That's not that far away, is it? That used to seem like that was really, really old, but maybe not so much. Listen, before I get rattling on, rolling on here, I want to get Operation 31 up and rolling here today. Hey, folks, I'm going to try to connect with us today. Look, I want to encourage you. We are so winning. We are so winning. Yeah, I'm going to get to, but I got to give you a little teaser here. You know, MSNBC's dead. Yeah, I mean, literally dead. Do you know that? MSNBC is dead. So dead, they're changing the name of it. Because we used to laugh and call it MSDNC, right? Or one of my friends called it MSLSD. But we know that this has been one of the I put the devil on the left, all right? I put the devil on the left. MSNBC has been one of the devil's media outlets. Times they are changing. I'm going to dig into some of that here a little bit. But I want to talk about Operation 31 and the refiner's fire. And we also need to. I got so much stuff to talk about. I look over here because I got it on my computer there. Pull up Operation 31 real quickly if you can, Spence. Click on that. And thanks, Mel, for putting all this stuff together. So gather third. This is your action today. Hey, friends, look. Here's what we have to do. I think there's something serious going on with the media. That's one of the things we're going to talk about today. We are so upsetting the apple cart with the media. And I know that Craig has really been focusing on that. And, you know, I've staked a few things. But I think some of us need to really, really think about the media within our towns, whether it be radio stations, TV stations, whatever it would be. I really think we need to begin to stake those things. And so those of you, again, who don't understand what Operation 31 is, Operation 31, 31 days during this month, gather 31 stones. Michelle, do we have, I don't know, she's upstairs. I was going to show you how we just take a little stone. I just write it Isaiah 1, is it Isaiah? Joshua 1-3. And we pray over the stone, we drop it. Gather 31 stones, pray over the stones. Joshua 1:3 says, every place the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you as I said unto Moses. So that's what I write on the stone, Joshua 1-3. I gather the stones, I pray over the stones. And then for each day of August, we drop a stone at a location. I drop it at more than one location. I have to be honest, I only got one out yesterday because there's just a lot going on. Pray for the Holy Spirit to lead you. Just when you're driving down the road, look around, say, the Holy Spirit will prompt you. Do that. Start with your own home. Work out from there. Take your Bible. Pray Bible verses. Example, one proverb each day, which is what we're going to read the proverb here today. Folks, this is so simple. It is so simple. And try to recruit others. See, we so outnumber the enemy, especially in power, God's people. What if every church in your town began to do this? What if every Christian in your town began to do this? You see the power of it? The whole creation groaneth waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. For heaven's sake, sons of God, show up, will you? Will you show up? Betty says she carries stones wherever she goes. She prayer walked her dentist's office yesterday. Come on, man. Come on. We're in the middle of this stuff, okay? So I also want to touch on something else while we're doing it because there's so much going on. Pull up the second one, which is, and we're right in the middle of it as well, and that's the refiner's fire. Pull that up there. I was, my phone went off there. Hang on. I'll look at it in a second. Refiner's fire to be released upon the American church. Ask for the Holy Spirit's refining fire to fall upon our churches, pastors, elders, and ecclesia over America in the fall of 2025. We're right in the middle of it, folks. Right in the middle of it. I'm not going to take time to read down this. Put it in the chat. Craig has been all over this stuff. And folks, MSNBC has fallen. Do you understand? The role MSLSD has played in this whole thing. Hang on a second before we get going with it. Pull up number 4. I want you guys to be aware of this. I wonder when was the last time MSLSD had on a true Christian making an argument for him. No, that's not what I wanted. That's number 4. No, number 4. Is that number 4, Spence? Anyway, I don't want to get, there it is. 32 news anchors that had long runs on American television. Folks, this is who shaped us. These are the people who shaped us. Before we had cable TV and podcasts, real quickly, just go down, scroll down. Barbara Wawa, Bernard Shaw. I forgot all about him. Go on down. Go on down. Oh, Peter Jennings. Remember these names? Come on. Go ahead. Oh, Larry the King. Yeah. Go on. Who's Jim? I didn't know Jim Vance. Go on. Go on. Walter Cronkite. Huh? Howard Cosell. That's the way it is. Judy Woodruff. These people every day. Barbara Wawa. They came and they Gwen Ifill. They came and created the news for you. Tom Brokenjaw. Remember these folks? Max Robinson. Forgot all about him. Carol Simpson. Where'd she go? Huh? Pete Williams. These are Connie Chung. Folks, these are the influence. Hugh Downs. Ted Koppel. Stars, media, news stars. Mike Wallace, the creep. David Brinkley. This is crazy, isn't it? Harry Reasoner. They all lied to us. They all lied to us. Dan Rather. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Ed Bradley. Howard K. Smith. Roger Mudd. Okay, you can quit. Put it in the chat in case you don't believe me. Huh? Folks, we have been programmed by the media arm of America for how long? How long have we been programmed when they were really nothing more than actors playing a role? That's all they were doing. And I'm into it now. Okay, hang on. Let's get into it real quick. I'm going to double back. I'm not going to forget the prayer. Stay with me. Where is it? Maybe it's Spencer. I'm trying to find the list of podcasters. Do we have that? Did I send that to you? 100 best conservative podcasters. Folks, look, understand this. If we can get back, just freeze it, Spencer. If we can get back to in-person paper ballots, the left is done. I'll say it again. We can get back to in-person paper ballots. The left is done.
Amen.
Okay. Look, people have left ABC, NBC. See, they've left them. They've left them. And where are they? They're going to the Ben Shapiro show. Go to the next one. Huh? Millions of people. Allie Beth Stuckey, Matt Walsh, Steve Dace. These are where people are going for their news now. Daniel Horowitz, Michael Knowles show, Ted, I didn't even know that Ted had one, Wayne Dupree podcast, John Fred, I don't even know some of these people. Look how many people they have. I'm the follower. Charlie Kirk, Tennessee Conservative. I don't even know these people, but this is where they're going. Okay, you can take it off there, put it in the chat. This is where people are going to get their information, right? So the media is dead. Joe Scarborough is dead. Mika Brzezinski, whose father worked for Nixon, is dead. Why? Well, a couple of reasons why. Number one, is we're getting active. We are. Refiner's Fire, Operation 31. I want to ask you a question right now. Have you grabbed anybody and gone and staked any place? Have you? I'm talking to you. Have you gone anywhere, staked anything? Or are you just sitting back and letting about 8% of us do it? And if we really do believe in the word and the obedience of the word, every place we put our foot, God's given them to us as an inheritance. Why won't you go do that? Why aren't you carrying stones with you everywhere you go? The Holy Spirit speaks to you. Just park your car, say a prayer, get out and drop a stone, claim it for Christ. This is monstrous. I know Craig gets in. I'm afraid to let him in. I don't want you in here yet, Craig. So I want you to go to, where am I? Go to number 5. Come on, man. We got 12 days left. 12 days left here in what month is this? August. Let's get after it. Proverbs 19, according to King James. Don't go anywhere. I got some good stuff. Better is the poor that walketh in his integrity. Wow. Huh? Think of those MSNBC people who got rich lying to me and you. Lie, lie, lie. Better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. Also, that the soul be without knowledge, it is not good. And he that hasteth with his feet sinneth. When you run and get involved in something without thinking about it, praying about it, the foolishness of man perverteth his way, and his heart fretteth against the Lord. Do you know, folks, that we have Democrats, I call them whatever you want to, who don't want to cut the budget? They don't want to go back that USAID. They don't want to do away with it. What? Wealth makes many friends, but the poor are separated from his neighbor. Yeah, people don't want anything to do with you if you don't have something to give them. A false witness shall not be unpunished. Huh? Is that MSLSD? Is that what I'm talking about? And he that speaketh lies shall not, ain't getting away with it, folks. Hang on, hang in there with me. Many will entreat the favor of the prince. Oh, yeah. And every man is a friend to him that gives gifts. Oh, boy. All the brethren of the poor do hate him. How much more do his friends go far from him? And he pursueth them with words, yet they are wanting to him. Oh, this is deep. He that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul, and he that keepeth understanding shall find good. So it's one thing to get it and understand what's going on, get the information, be able to decipher it. I think that's what we do here. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. The light is not, hey, folks, no. Don't forgive everybody. Don't forgive everybody. Or you can forgive them, but justice. Mercy follows justice. We need justice. We can pray for Fauci as they execute him. My take, that's justice. As many people as he has ruined, lives that he has ruined, he deserves to die for it. And we can pray for his mortal soul that he can repent. But that what he did to others requires death. Anybody want to disagree with that? Because most Christians say, oh, no, we got to forgive. No, it does a mass murder. The light is not seemly for a fool, much less for a servant to have rule over princes. Wow, that's deep. The discretion of a man deferreth his anger, and it is his glory to pass over a transgression. When you have the right to get even and don't, that glorifies the Lord. Don't try to get even. The king's wrath is as a roaring of a lion. But his favor is as dew upon the grass. A foolish son is the calamity of his father, and the contentions of a wife are a continual dropping. Hear that, Yang? Just kidding. Houses and riches are the inheritance of fathers, and a prudent wife is from the Lord. Boy, I got one of those. Slothfulness casteth into a deep sleep, and an idle soul shall suffer hunger. He that keepeth the commandment keepeth his own soul, but he that despiseth his ways shall die. He that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord. When you give to the poor, you lend to the Lord. You know that? And that which he hath given, will he pay him again. Chasten thy son while there is hope. Oh, Lord, help us. And let not thy soul spare for his crying. In other words, give him discipline. You don't care how much he cries, straighten him out. A man of great wrath shall suffer punishment. For if thou deliver him, yet thou must do it again. Hear counsel, receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in the latter end. There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord shall stand. The desire of a man is kindness. And a poor man is better than a liar. Wow, we got the wrong people in charge in D.C., don't we? Need some poor men in there. Yeah. We need some Dave Allisons in there. That's what we need. Not the Dave's a poor man. It's not what I meant. A reliable man. We need some Craig Mickles there. Yeah, we do. The fear of the Lord tendeth to life. We don't talk about that, do we? And he that hath it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. Those who fear the Lord. So wait till your father gets home. Your daddy's watching. A slothful man hideth his hand in his bosom and will not so much as bring it to his mouth again. Smite a scorner, the simple will beware. And reprove one that hath understanding and he will understand knowledge. Folks, only God could have written this. Only God could have written this. He that wasteth his father and chaseth away his mother is a son that causeth shame and bringeth reproach. Some of you can say amen. Cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causeth to err from the words of knowledge. Quit listening to lies. An ungodly witness scorneth judgment. The mouth of the wicked devour iniquity. Judgments are prepared for scorners and stripes for the backs of fools. Boom, 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 boom. I know Craig's busting. I know, hang on, Craig. I know you're busting. I got to get one more thing in here. Just to make a point, just to make a point, be with me a second. Play, Spencer. I'm looking at my computer. Not that one. Not that one. Not that one. Oh, no. No, where is it? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good morning, Joe. What morning, Joe? This is something to celebrate over, huh? The end of MSNBC. Go ahead and play that.
See, really, really desperate for a rebrand, changing its name.
This morning, a new name for the network by the end of the year. We will become MS Now.
I don't think the new name is going to help. MSNBC really, really desperate for a rebrand, changing its
MS Now, right? Oh, yeah. They're gone. They're gone under. Why? Because we've been on the assault. We've been on the attack. One more thing. I'm going to let Craig come in here. You got to see this. Where is it? It's number six. Stop right now. Before you say anything else, I'm going to ask you a question. Yeah, hang on. Stay right there. Who's the conservative media? Who's the conservative media? Say Fox News, give me a break. The middle at best. Who's the far right media that you can pick up on cable TV? Who's the far right media? And I would say this, there ain't none. There ain't none. That's why podcasts are growing like crazy. Podcasts are growing like crazy. Because you know, if you turn into some of these podcasts, turn into Charlie Kirk, you're going to get the truth. The conservative, whatever the hell that means, truth. Okay? You ready? Are you sitting back? It isn't very long. Here's what they've done to us. This is how they manipulated us. Go ahead.
How people like Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton can lie and have the whole world believe them? Well, let me show you.
Russia hacking the election to elect Trump is the end of our democracy. Votes were definitely affected. Russia hacked the election to tilt it to Mr. Trump.
The Russians definitively hacked the election.
Russia did hack the election.
No doubt. The Russians hacked the election.
Yes. Russia hacked the election.
Fact, Russia hacked the election.
President-elect Donald Trump still not sounding convinced that Russia hacked the election.
The president does not want to come to terms with the fact that the Russians hacked the election.
President Trump says he still wonders if the Russians hacked the election.
If you can get him to accept that Russia hacked the election, see if you can get him to accept who won the Civil War.
If he admits it, it casts a shadow on his victory over Hillary Clinton.
Russia hacked the election.
Russia hacked the election.
Russia hacked the election.
Russia hacked the election.
Let's be clear, Russia hacked the election.
Definitively, Russia hacked the election, and Russia is doing it again now.
Election-related cyber hacking.
Cyber hacking of U.S. elections.
Cyber hacking of the election.
Russia was cyber hacking the election.
Russia was cyber hacking the election.
The CIA, the FBI, NSA.
All of these intelligence organizations.
17 intelligence agencies.
All conclude that Russia hacked the election.
If we find out that Donald Trump, just theoretically, was colluding with Russia while they were hacking the election, that is completely impeachable.
This dossier alleged a conspiracy between the Trump campaign
And the Russian effort to hack the election.
The director of national intelligence, the head of the National Security Agency, the head of the FBI, all of these intelligence experts saying Russia hacked the election.
The FBI, the CIA, the NSA, the former director of national intelligence, James Clapper, I mean, they've all said this. So to believe that that's wrong, you have to believe they're all involved in an elaborate conspiracy to get Donald Trump, which seems a little far-fetched to me.
And now we find out that those were all lies signed off by Obama. Here's my question. If they can do that, what else can they do? Or what else have they done?
Come on in, Craig. By the way, hang on, Craig, before you do. Folks, continue to pray for Mark Trump. He's had without going into great detail, he's been dealing with some high blood pressure issues, yada, yada, yada. We all know how that goes. He was in the hospital for a while. He's out now, but keep Mark on your prayer list. Anything to say about that, Mark? I didn't mean to drop dime on you.
Oh, no, Coach. Glad to be home. And I received a lot of support from everyone. I'm just so thankful for the body of Christ and the love we all share for one another. Just my heart goes out to Mel and her family, and I know we all have loved ones who are getting older, and we just need to support one another and lift each other up in whatever we need, you know, Coach? Amen, brother. Thank you.
Okay, Mark. Go on, Craig. Hang on a second. Hang on. Mel's all over it. Stand and speak to the mountain of the media. What? August 22nd, a year ago. Craig, this didn't happen, did it? We didn't really do this, did we? Go out and speak to the mountain of the media? Hey, folks, MSLSD is dead. It's dead. Folks, NBC's right behind him. CNN, did you know this? Did you know that the Food Network gets more views than CNN? Did you know that? Breaking through on podcasts. Thank God for the internet. Go ahead, Craig.
Well, God bless you, Mark, and God bless Mel. Mel's a Deborah. She's a mighty warrior.
Yes, sir.
She's always been there. And, this last year I was going into the hospital, Coach, today. This is one year ago today. Mark was coming out because it's a 1-2 punch here, Coach. Not just one person. It's some brother Randy gets a download on his 4x4 quad about writing a thing about the media. And I said, Randy, I said, please send it to me because I'm going to the Chicago United Center. The reason I was in the hospital was on August 8th, I drove 1,400 miles in about 36 hours. I got a blood clot in my foot. And I ended up with a pulmonary embolism, and I was in the hospital for 5 or 6 days starting August. And I was sitting on a rock, and I read Randy's media degree. And I said, Jesus Christ is the king of this nation and owns all airways and frequencies. And the Blue Angels, to my unknowing, were in town, and they flew directly over my head. I was sitting on this big rock at the corner of the United States. I said, oh, Lord. I said, I know what that means. So, anyways, I just wanted to say, Coach, that this is the outcome of it. You know, Randy wrote a godly thing, and I just went to places and read it. And then I sent to your phone a couple pictures there on Election Day. I told my wife, I said, we got to go down here to all these media outlets in Washington, D.C., and put some stones on it. So I sent pictures to you. And on Election Day, we went to all the outlets. And one of the outlets that we took our picture at, you can share it.
I'm trying. Hang on. Email it to me. It's easier.
Okay. Is the NBC outlet right there in Washington, D.C. We went to CNN. We went to C-SPAN. We went to Fox News. Went to CBS. You know, and we took pictures of each media outlet. And we took pictures of the rocks that we did there. So I can send them to Spencer. He can pull them up later. I just wanted to say that
I sent it to him.
This is the work. This is the fruit of God answering our prayers. It says the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person, man, woman, availeth much. And I just give glory to God over it.
Amen. Hey, Craig, the whole creation groaneth. Did you get that, Spencer? The whole creation groaneth, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Folks, the culture, the society, just waiting for us to show up. Just waiting for us. Can you imagine? I don't know how to advance this thing. Can you imagine if every church in your community caught this vision? Can you imagine? So we know that the whole great creation groaneth and travaileth in pain until now. That's not what I was looking for. Whole creation groaneth, waiting. Don't you have to put it up there? It's okay. Trust me. Spencer, did you get that video, the picture I just sent it, Craig? God, why is that so slow getting through there? Anyway, Craig did it. All right. So again, that's why I try to emphasize to you, get somebody to go with you. Get somebody from a different church to go with you who's never done it. Maybe we can light a fire. And do you have any idea how many of us there are? Huh? Do you have any idea? I think of Jeff Klein up there in Mount Vernon, always going to the school board meetings, the city council meeting. Can you imagine if 1,000 people showed up and said, no more grooming of our children? Can you imagine what would happen? Those cowardly school board members sitting there, seeing 1,000 people saying, we're going to tar and feather you. If you want, come on. Why won't we do this? Well, we are the SWAT team, spiritual weapons and tactics. We're laying the groundwork for that to happen. Come on in, Glenn.
Yeah, great example. You know, I think it was a year ago that we, you know, we staked the affiliates, the network affiliates here in Columbus.
We did, brother.
And then, you know, again, you don't see immediate results. No. Just like the Georgia Guidestones, you don't see immediate results when you do an action, but just give it time. So that should be motivation for us to get out and act and move.
Glenn, who would have ever thought MSLSD is changing their name? Folks, CNN's next. CNN, they can't keep going on. Ain't nobody watching CNN. That's why when I pulled it back up there, Spencer, if you can, go back to the podcasters. Look how many conservative podcasters there are. People, can I pat myself on the back? We've awakened more people here at Coach Dave Live than we can ever number. And why is it 100 best conservative podcasts worth listening to? Ben Shapiro's show. Down there they go. Look, why? Because people ain't watching the news anymore. They ain't watching it. They know they've been lied to. They know. Kevin.
Took me a second there. As far as the network, One America News is about the only conservative, truly conservative network, and they have been censored so much. They've been kicked off of DirecTV and Dish Network and so forth. But anyway, many of you have seen the video of the illegal alien Indian guy that was driving the truck that decided to make a U-turn on the Florida Turnpike and took the lives of 3 people, and how angering it made people feel as soon as they seen that, or as soon as they heard that. What is the difference between him and Hillary and Fauci and Obama and all of the, every one of them? We need to have that anger with every one of them.
We should have that anger, and we should demand justice with every one of them, right? We should.
And this evening, I'm going to my local city council to fight for the second most needed thing that we have to have. We have to have air to breathe, water to drink, and food to eat. And they're trying to sell our water system to BlackRock.
There you go, man. There you go. Hey, real quickly, Spence, pull up number 7, Nicole Wallace. Now, friends, you certainly know the news is supposed to be unbiased, right? It's supposed to be unbiased. The news has become nothing more than left-wing propaganda. Scroll down here a second. This is Nicole Wallace, who's on the air. Ask yourself if this is news or if this is propaganda. And then ask yourself this. Who's the propagandist on the right? Don't say Fox News. Don't say Fox News. Who's the hard, all-in core propagandist on the right? I'm not sure if there is one. So here's Nicole Wallace, and ask yourself if she's reporting the news or what do they call that? Lighting you on fire, what do they call that? Anyway, just ask yourself this. Unbiased attack. Go ahead.
It's so much having sort of had the privilege of interviewing other Ukrainians, and I know, Ali, you've been there. It's so much to watch our country's president stand with the person responsible for all that suffering and all that death. It's just heinous, and it's not just Bucha. I mean, it's indiscriminate strikes on apartments that kill not enough innocent civilians to dominate the headlines for days and days, but it's the terror. It's the terror of sending your kid off to school because you want life to be somewhat normal.
See, she doesn't care about the innocent Americans that are being killed. You understand this, folks? Don't you understand? Do you have any idea how many of the idiots that live around you listen to this every day? Go ahead.
Normal. Yep. But you know that any day Russia could bomb anywhere in Ukraine. I mean, it's watching them scrape and struggle to get an American president who supported them to give them all the weapons they needed to go toe-to-toe with Russia. And to see all that potentially erased by an American president who just doesn't give a shit about democracy. He doesn't care about our allies. He doesn't care about a democratic ally's sovereignty.
Is that something? Is that unbelievable? And that's the way it is. Remember Walter Cronkite? You remember, not that we won it, but do you remember when the media supported the president? You do remember those days, don't you? The media supported the president. Folks, on a bad day, a cheating election day, this is a 52-48 country. More people support President Trump than don't. What is with her? Dave Allison, go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Coach. It is really something how we put stones on the media and now look at this happening. But at least, Coach, the new name is, there's some honesty in it. Mainstream, no one's watching. So that MS Now, they at least are being honest about that. I want to say one thing back up to Mel. If you really want to do, because Mel's too humble to ask, but if you really want to do something to honor Mel's mom, you can give to Liberty Action Network.
There you go. There you go, Dave. Thanks. Yeah, Mel will never ask that. I heard that. That's what I'm going to do. Thanks, Dave. Jack, come on in. No, Jack, you're after Mark Trump because you always take a minute to catch up. Mark Trump, so Jack, get ready. Go, Mark.
Yeah, Coach, you watched the summit last night with all the world leaders?
I did not. I don't have TV.
Right, so they challenged him on how he was going to do things with the weapons for Ukraine, right? Listen to this. He's selling them to NATO. So all of the production that we're going to rise to do to help, he's selling it. We're getting billions, $200 billion or something right off the bat. So what's going to happen is we are not in charge of where those weapons go. So now the NATO's going to get them, which is better than us just providing them free like Biden did, right? Yep. Then they get lost and everything else, or left on the battlefield like in Afghanistan. But I mean, there is a
wow, that's brilliant.
There's a lot. I know it. There's a lot going on, Coach. He basically corralled all the world leaders, and I just couldn't believe it. I've never seen anything like it, and I think it's unprecedented. He sat all the world leaders around the table. And they all agreed, you know, that we all need to work together. And even they tried to throw stones at Putin. They couldn't get away with it, you know, because he's got to be a part of the solution. Good, Mark, bad, Trump, ugly, don't matter. Yeah.
Your brother, President Trump, just said he wants people to stop dying, right? He want them to stop dying.
He kept saying that. He's like, I'd do a ceasefire, but then y'all go rebuild and come back and fight. He's like, I don't want that. He's like, I don't do ceasefires. You know, he's like, I've done seven of these, and they've all been war stopped. Congo, 30-year war stopped, and he just started naming them. I didn't realize he did all that, Coach.
So there
could be something to all this, Coach. But I mean, so now he's meeting with Putin in Alaska, right? Like you just seen, and they are supposed to reach a deal, and within a week or two, if what Trump is saying is true, and what everyone is pushing for is complete end of all of that conflict. Now, Ukraine is still not an official friggin' country. It's just a boundary zone between Russia and China. Okay. Our entire three-letter agencies are there. We have all of the Khazar Jews, which set up there to begin with. All the Christians came down there from Russia to get away from stuff. And it's still going to be a mess for years. But if this is something we watch, and I don't know, Coach, I think we got to watch it though, for sure.
Lot going on, man. Lot going on. Don't blindly follow anyone. But we're closer to peace than, well, why do we have all these wars anyway? Somebody help me out. Jack.
Yeah, I just wanted to note that the great conservative Newsmax night before last did a real soft piece on the good Muslims and nothing, almost nothing on the bad Muslims. It was horrible, absolutely horrible. Gave him a total pass.
Jack, here's a good question we should ask and just throw this in there and then move on. Do we continue to finance Israel's war? When we're trying to get peace, should we continue to support them, dropping bombs and innocent people? Come on in, Rochelle.
Hey, good morning, team. Good morning, Coach. I just wanted to, you were talking about a lot about the media this morning. So everybody remember back in the Smith-Muntz Act, you know, was part of a big thing back in the 1940s. But back in 2012 was when it was kind of secretly snuck into this NDAA by Obama. So the U.S. repeals this propaganda ban, and the government spreads its own news to America, to America. And they have all these pretty words to make it sound like it so that they can be more, transparent. But when all this was getting established, the CIA was brand new. It had just come out of Congress and said, okay, you guys, you're creating a monster here. We want to make sure that we don't build this empire of lies and that the Americans are not being inundated with a sprawl of information control that you're conducting around the world. So they weren't allowed to lie to us directly, but then they repealed that. And now all of your major news outlets that's what Project Mockingbird came. We saw it. We watched it. We lived it for our entire lives.
Right.
And now it's out in the open. So people have left. We're like, we're not going to sit here and be lied to. But what's happened is the media, this monster is smart. A lot. If you watch, you see a lot of the people got out of the mainstream media and the back doors into the alternative media, but they're still paid to influence us. Even people who were just influencers, they're called influencers, are now paid to say this and not that. So we are still we're going to be filtered no matter what kind of
both sides,
absolutely. If you want only the red, I'm telling you what, guys, you don't want only the right. Okay. It'll be just as bad and ugly and disgraceful as just the left. Anyway, you just got to be careful no matter who you're watching. They all, even unknowingly, are repeating lies and propaganda.
They're doing it. Amen. Thanks, Rochelle. Hey, I just got a note. Mel, can they donate online? Can they donate online at your website?
No, Jared and I have been working on that, but it's not really set up yet.
Okay, so folks, if you want to donate to Mel. If you want to financially donate in the name of, in honor of her mother, send it to us and we'll get it to her. Okay, CoachDaveAlive.com. I donate it there and we'll get it to Mel. Thanks for the heads up, whoever told me that. Get that set up, Mel. Vinny.
Yeah, you guys remember in 1952 we had the McCarran-Walters Act, which outlawed Islam being established in America. But 40 years later, who repealed it? Schumer, Pelosi, all of these bad actors, which is why all this crap is happening now. Like Minnesota, you might as well call it Minnesota Stan.
Mm. Amen, Vinny. And again, to counter that, one nation under God, 50 United States, one nation under God. God is illegal. We've allowed God to be illegal. Who has? We have. The church has. Now, just divide and conquer. Divide and conquer. So if they could figure out a way that they could get 40% of the Christians to vote this way and 50% of the Christians to vote this way and 10% of the Christians not to vote at all, well, who makes the rules then? Who makes the rules? If the Christian vote cancels out the Christian vote, who makes the rules? And that's what we're dealing with. I don't know how any, I hope you're looking at me. I don't know how any American could vote for a Democrat who says openly they want to slaughter unborn children. Take every issue off of the plate. How could any Christian vote for a party that wants to slaughter unborn children? You say, well, Coach, the Republicans aren't any better. Well, maybe not. Maybe not. But the Democrats openly tell you they want to kill unborn babies, and Christians vote for them. Why? Well, because they lie to you about other issues. Got to vote about this. Got to worry about this. We got to worry about this. And what about racism? And what about minorities? And get you distracted to all the different things. And if you ain't got life, baby, ain't none of those other issues that matter. You're watching the most precious of God's creation, unborn human beings, being legally slaughtered, and Christians are voting for the party who promotes it. Now, we know this. The Republicans could do more to stop it, but they're not, they at least pretend to be pro-life, right? And so the divide and conquer is right in front of us. That's what MSLSD has been all about. I know Christians who listened to MSLSD and believed all that crap. And voted lefty. By the way, let me, while I'm thinking of it, my sister-in-law, Susie, some of you know her, some of you know my brother's wife, Susie. My brother, Dan, died last May 20th. Susie started, I hate to say the word. I don't bring on her. She started some therapy yesterday, radiation, some different stuff like that. And just be praying for Sue. Just be praying for Sue. And we know this, folks. That big thing, that C word, we really don't even really know. I think science really knows what that big C word is and what's causing it. I think they know. But it's big, big business, man. Big business. And the solution to curing that is what? To poison the body. You tell me something ain't screwed up. Got to poison the body to kill that. So pray for Susie. I don't, she's been pretty faithful being in here. I don't know if she's in here this morning, but just a lot of it, you're dealing with it, man. You're dealing with family members, and that's that big cursed word that nobody ever wants to hear, right? When you hear that, when you think it's a death sentence, yada, yada, yada. Well, she has a battle in front of her. Just continue to pray for Susie as well. Let me see. Let's see. I got off chart here. Brett, come on in, Brett. Brett White.
Hey, good morning, Kelly. Good morning, team. The one thing is with the abortion. So as far as Christians go, so supposedly science says it is not a baby or it's not a human until right. months after the pregnancy. And right. of course, just like the everything else the national news does, they tell all of us that. And there's no counteraction. Once again, there's no counteraction of all that in the pulpits. So most people, most Christians probably believe that abortion is okay up until a certain point.
Right. Hey, Brett, wouldn't you think one of the news organizations would come out and support or fight against abortion, oppose abortion? Wouldn't you think one of the news anchors would tell the truth and oppose it? What's going
not,
on?
Not when they're getting paid by the government to do opposite.
Uh-huh. Or by the medical people, whatever's going on, right? Abortion, big business, baby. Big business abortion, killing babies. So they all divide and conquer is right in front of us. We just gotta see it. Understand exactly what it is. Oh, what's going on, man? Pull up number 11 real quick. I'll get you, Johnny. Hang on. Pull up number 11. Here you go. They went after this lady, Dr. our friend, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Listen to this.
200-year myth. It's a 200-year multi-generational indoctrination that vaccines are safe, effective, necessary, and harmless. And every one of those statements I just made are lies. Vaccines are not safe. Not one vaccine has ever been proven to be safe because they don't use true placebos, number one, and they don't follow them long enough to see. All they're looking for is did it make you die? And if you didn't die, they call it safe. They never talk about asthma, allergies, eczema, ADD, ADHD, the long list of neurological problems, the autoimmune diseases that take a long time to develop. None of that is followed because if it's more than 72 hours later that you develop a side effect, it says, well, that didn't have anything to do with the vaccine, which is an arbitrary line that was drawn in the sand in the early 1990s by the FDA. It's a 200-year...
Right, you get it, folks? You get it? The pharmaceutical companies, big business, man. They control congressmen, senators. You understand? Why do we never see if, let's say, this is a conspiracy. The anti-vaxxers are conspiracy theorists. How come they don't let Sherry Tenpenny come on their broadcast and explain why it's not? Why don't they present both sides of the issue? Could it be because Pfizer is funding everybody behind the scenes? Johnny.
Hey, good morning, Coach. Good morning, everybody. I just wanted to read today's verse of the day. It's 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. It reads, the devil
hang
is
on,
prowling.
Hang on, Johnny. Let him get it up there. 1 Peter 5, verse 8. Go ahead. You're up, Johnny.
Ready?
Yep.
All right. In my version, I got the HCSB version. It says, the devil is prowling around like a roaring lion, looking for anyone he can devour.
Amen.
Just
Johnny, it says the King James, which is on the screen, says, be sober. Hey, Spence, I love words. What is sober? Because we all think drunk, right? Not mad or insane. Not wild. Regular. Calm. Not under the influence of passion. Serious, solemn, grave. To make sober, to cure of intoxication. People are intoxicated with the media lies. You get it? You see it? Come on. Be sober, vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, folks, he ain't a roaring lion. He's acting like one. Walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Can somebody tell me what are the devil's weapons? You ready? I'll help you. Lies, deception, and fear. Oh my. Oh my. Don't be fearful. What are you fearful? Well, I know so-and-so, they got cancer and they did. Oh, yeah, well, that's a, be sober, will you? Be sober, clear-minded, thinking. Just because somebody else died with it doesn't mean I'm going to. I know somebody who drove drunk, didn't hit anybody. And I know a guy who didn't drink a thing and hit somebody. What you make statistics, say whatever you want them to say. Is drunk driving dangerous? Yeah, but there are a lot of people who have wrecks that ain't drinking. Be sober, clear-minded, vigilant, because your devil coming around roaring at you. Like a roaring lion, he ain't a roaring lion, because there is the lion of the tribe of Judah. That's the lion you ought to be attaching your wagon to. This other guy's acted like the lion of the tribe of Judah, as a roaring lion. Didn't say he is one. He's acting like one. Jack, come on in.
Yeah, he's only your adversary if you're doing something, Coach.
That's right. That's right. Your adversary, the devil. In every area of your life, if you're trying to do something, I want you to know that you are going to have opposition, spiritual opposition. Now, hang on. It's not always the devil. The Bible told you and me to take captive every thought. Exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bring into captivity to the obedience of Christ. A lot of you just got stinking thinking. It ain't the devil. It ain't the devil. No. Stop blaming the devil. Because you know that thought ain't good, and you do it anyway. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So don't take no roaring lion all the time. Sometimes it's just a whisper in the dark. And then you follow through on it. And the next thing you know, your marriage is just one time. I just stepped out on it just one time. Yeah, destroyed your marriage, destroyed your family. Still haven't recovered. You just did it one time. Come on, did God really say? Did God really say? The devil said. Did God really say? He said that to Eve. God really say that? See if you can find that really quickly. See if you can find that Spencer. Did God really say? You're just hearing it from somebody else, dude. Hey, who told you that? Who told you that? Did God really say? I caught Spencer with a fast one. I don't know if he'll find it. It's Eve. Just Google Eve and Adam. Did God really say? He said, you're going to die. You eat that apple, you're going to die. Did God really say that? That's what the serpent said. Did God really say that? Genesis 2. I'm sorry. And the name of it's in there. Trust me, it's in it. Now, the serpent was more subtle than beast of the field. Said the woman, yeah, did God really say that? You shouldn't eat from every tree in the garden? Did you really say that? Are you sure? Who told you that? And the woman said to the serpent, well, we can eat all the other fruit, but the tree in the midst of the garden, we're not allowed to eat that. Because if you eat it and touch it, you're going to die. What did the devil say? Scroll down. What did the devil say? You're not going to die. Come on. You ain't going to die, right? Folks, this is the game. This is where we are. This is the yin and the yang that we are all dealing with in this fallen world that we're in. And those of us who carry the name of Christ, who've been filled with the Spirit of God, need to begin to recognize good from evil. We need to begin to hear his voice and obey his voice and understand serpent's a liar, man. Lies, deception, fear. That's all he's got. See you tomorrow.